Hello, social workers. I'm Linda Grobman, publisher and editor of the New Social Worker magazine at socialworker.com. You are listening to the New Social Worker podcast edition. Thanks for joining us today. In our last episode, which was way, way back in April of this year, 2019, I talked to you about our spring and summer issue. Today, I'm excited to tell you that our fall issue is out. Before I get into the details of the fall issue, though, we did publish some notable pieces on our website over the summer that I would like to go over briefly. I asked some of our columnists and regular writers to write some articles over the summer, and I'm pleased that they did. The first of these is an article by our ethics columnist and expert, Dr. Alan Barsky, and he wrote about using ethics consultation, what, why, when, who, and how. Also, our social work tech guru, Stephen Cummings, wrote about end-to-end encryption and confidentiality in social work communication. Jennifer Luna, our social work career development expert and columnist, wrote about strategic branding for school social workers. Identify, design, and market your professional brand. And Elizabeth Betsy Clark wrote a piece, a very popular piece, on what makes someone a social worker. Also, over the summer, of course, our two blogs continued with Self-Care A to Z on the first and third Tuesdays and Clinical Intersections on the second and fourth Tuesdays, for the most part, a few exceptions to that schedule. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, some of my publisher's thoughts about the fall 2019 issue, volume 26, number 3. Fall is a time of new beginnings, especially for new and returning social work students. Over the summer, we published our self-care summer series once again. And of course, self-care is a year-round necessity in our field. So we continue to focus on it in Erlene Grice Owen's ongoing Self-Care A to Z blog, which I mentioned earlier. And you can find these on our website at socialworker.com in the self-care area. Another area of critical importance in social work is that of professional ethics. We continue our focus on this through social work ethics expert Alan Barsky's Ethics Alive column. One avenue for addressing ethical concerns is the NASW professional review process, and I am really ecstatic to bring you Alan's important two-part series on this process. Part one, on page 4 of the fall 2019 issue, discusses making the decision to make a report or not to the NASW Ethics Committee and explains the requirements for making a report or request for professional review. In part two in our winter 2020 issue, Dr. Barsky will look at the process for responding to a request for professional review. In the situation, if you are the social worker whose conduct is in question, these two articles together demystify what can be really a scary and stressful process, both for the reporter and for the respondent. I want to also call your attention to Elizabeth Clark's article on social work leaders, focusing on Dr. Bernice Catherine Harper. I'm a big admirer of Dr. Harper, who is an NASW social work pioneer. I believe she is someone every social worker needs to know about. In her 70 plus years in our profession, she has made a significant impact, and she continues to be actively involved in volunteering for the profession decades after her official retirement. So please check that out in the PDF or print version of the magazine, or on our website. She's recognized as a giant in the hospice care movement and also created the comfort ability scale for the emotional and psychological progress that a social worker must achieve to work effectively with patients who are dying. Also, from the table of contents of this issue, our student role model this time is Jose Cañas, an MSW student at Fayetteville State University. We have a field placement article on the life-changing experience of a social work field placement away from home. And in this article, Alex Morgan talks about doing field placements in Washington, D.C., and also in Mexico, working internationally. Most of these articles are available both in the PDF/print magazine and directly on our website. The following article is only in the magazine itself and not in web form. It's an article on narrative therapy with Latinx clients by Yvonne Ruiz. So please download the magazine to read that article, and also another article, Helping Child Welfare Families, A Complex Trauma Approach by David Papia, is only in the magazine format. Jennifer Luna talks about strategies for mapping out your social work career path in this issue. A student, Robert Hurt, wrote about using QR codes in an advocacy project. Our columnist, Stephen Cummings, has two articles in this issue. The Social Work Tech Notes column, Beyond Books and Pens, Let's Be Tech-Centered Friends, and also the Macro SW column on professional licensure and macro social work practice. Finally, Molly Skoski wrote an article on MOOCs and how they are offering more and more courses that are of interest to social workers. And book reviews. We love book reviews. We have reviews of four interesting books: Ethics and Values in Social Work, An Integrated Approach for a Comprehensive Curriculum, second edition by Alan Barsky and reviewed by Susan Mankita. The second book review is Stress, Trauma, and Decision Making for Social Workers by Cheryl Regaire and reviewed by Amy Ward. The third book is Headcase, LGBTQ Writers and Artists on Mental Health and Wellness, edited by Stephanie Schroeder and Teresa Theofano, and reviewed by Joshua Sanchez. And finally, Squeezed, Why Our Families Can't Afford America by Alyssa Quart, and reviewed by Peter Kendall. I will also take just a moment to let you know that my book, Days in the Lives of Social Workers, 62 Professionals to tell real life stories from social work practice. Fifth edition is out, and it has several new chapters, including newer areas of social work like library social work and police social work. Very interesting new arenas for social workers. The new social worker will be exhibiting at the Council on Social Work Education Conference, the annual program meeting in Denver, Colorado, this October. So if you are planning to be there, please stop by and say hello. I want to see you and have a chat. I will be in booth number, I believe it's 911, and my booth is going to be in the registration area outside of the regular exhibit hall area. So please stop by and say hello. Thank you for listening to this edition of the New Social Worker podcast, and take care, self-care. Well, we have come to the end of this episode of the New Social Worker podcast edition. Thank you so much for listening. Please visit us, the New Social Worker magazine, at www.socialworker.com.